was what was setting off the warning bells. I hadn't liked her voice on the phone, hadn't really warmed to this whole setup. Taking a deep breath, I glanced behind me. In the distance, I could see some signs of life on this suburban night: house lights, a flickering television or maybe computer monitor, an open garage door. But in this cul-de-sac, there was nothing, not a sound or movement, just a hush in the dark. My cell phone vibrated, nearly making me jump out of my skin. I figured that it was Jenna, but no, it was Jenna, my ex-wife. I hit answer and said, "Hey, can I ask a favor?" she asked. "I'm a little busy right now. I just need someone to babysit tomorrow night. You can bring Shelly if you want." "Shelly and I are, having trouble," I said. "Again? But she's great for you." "I have trouble holding on to great women. Don't I know it?" Jenna, my lovely ex, has been remarried for 8 years. Her new husband is a well-respected surgeon named Noel Wheeler. Noel does volunteer work for me at the teen center. I like Noel, and he likes me. He has a daughter by his previous marriage, and he and Jenna have a 6-year-old girl named Carrie. I'm